Off the ball rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
All right, it is All Black Week here. We're going to talk about the Ireland All Blacks game a lot on the show this morning. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Is revenge in the air? Is it not in the air? Are they all lying when they say it's not? Are they telling the truth? Because they're professional sports people and they blink away whatever happened yesterday and think today is my day. I'll bring you through Thursday's papers in just a moment. Previewing Ireland All Blacks. The remarkable story of Shane Leahy, a former rugby player who is now raising funds and awareness of the problems in Gaza. And Marcela Mora Iorojo is going to talk to us because it is an anniversary column.
Yeah. Diego Maradona was appointed Argentina manager in November 2008. The anniversary was last week. I think we briefly mentioned it on the show. And also, he passed away this month 4 years ago, and it was his birthday last week as well. So we're going to talk about how Maradona was appointed in the first place, his record as Argentina boss, which at that time was actually quite good, and then the way he left. And also the legacy that he has among Argentinians since his passing in the first COVID year.
Come back in business. Murphy returns to the Donegal frame. This is a big story, right? Michael Murphy coming back.
Yeah. Huge. You know, when I saw it break yesterday afternoon and I was anti, my first thought was that it was some sort of charity reason or Legends game. I thought, this guy's out of it too long. And then I had to quickly look up. Two full inter-county seasons.
The body's rested. Listen,
the body's rested or the body's rusty?
Well, listen to McGee last night talking with Owen. He was like, oh yeah, all summer long he's bestriding the Donegal Championship like a colossus, doing exactly what he did to Mayo in the All-Ireland Final. Just bringing that one up again for no particular reason other than he had a great story about before going out in an Ulster Championship match, you must fancy yourself against him. I fancy myself against everybody if we're left one-on-one. And so he's going to be left one-on-one. And, like, just think what the atmosphere is like in Donegal, training, and what McGuinness is thinking about, the new rules.
Well, McGuinness tried to get him back already a number of times, and he wasn't having it. So, Murphy's involved in the FRC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are we going there in our heads? I mean, did he agree to become involved knowing that this is part of his plan? If I can manipulate the rules to change, no, is he thinking of a certain way that I'd love to be knocking over these two?
We do literally need a tin hat, tin foil hat that we can put on. It happens every day.
Does he get excited during the process working alongside a genius in Jim McGavin?
And what do you think happened to JFK?
What a manager that'll be.
What do you think happened to JFK?
Where are you going with that?
It's the passing reference, you know.
Well, you never know, but people can get excited, as you'd say yourself, Ger. New information has come to light, and then he might have been involved in this committee and would have been very excited at the notion that Gaelic football will change for, insert your own word here, but potentially better.
It is interesting that the only
reinvigorated
player, the only player they got involved, right? The only person, maybe they asked other people.
He was late enough in the day, I think. He wasn't, like, I think, well, he said himself that it was kind of, I think he was brought in probably for that perspective.
Was he brought in when the first initial rules were set?
I don't know exactly when in the order of things, but I don't think it was like the first call Jim Gavin made, put it that way.
Why was he involved? How did it come to pass? Do we know that?
He was invited by Jim.
He was asked,
And so he's on his own coaching journey, right? And obviously, if you get the opportunity to pick the brains of the best collection of coaches that maybe has ever been assembled, of course you're going to get involved. And then I guess it's like, as the new rules come to light, you get the sense, you know, I this is really suit me. I could still do this. And I think the mood around Donegal is such that, like, they must feel really confident about going deep, deep, deep into whatever championship structures we're going to have next year. Hopefully they're similar enough to what we had last year. And then you see Armagh win and you're like, well, I could have done that. That would have been the difference in the semi-final. I bet you could have. You know,
one and Ulster titling came within kind of fairly, was it 1 or 2 points in the end against Galway?
Yeah.
In an All Ireland final. Like, he definitely, he's worth 2-3 points a game. Like, there's kind of, just by having him in there, even at 35. Like, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a massive, massive coup. And, like, just such, I mean, you're going off somewhat anecdotal evidence, but, like, such a good character to have around the place. Like, it's, you're talking about everything. Not that they seem to need many things to drive standards the way it is, but, God almighty, like, he'll just slip back in there. And, God, imagine the excitement of that panel when he's coming back.
Is this the James McCarthy's wedding story of 2024? The FRC inspires man to come back, man wins championship, rides off into the sunset. Although they obviously didn't, they stayed around.
Surely it is related though. Surely both things are aligned here. It's a natural evolving process.
The new rules, definitely.
We don't know what the rules are going to be yet, do we?
That's a good point. They could all get voted down.
Like, we have no idea.
He's still back.
I think it's far more.
What's that, 30th November, I think?
Oh, I don't know.
I think
sure.
It's the day after, the day after an election.
But I think it's, I think it's got to be much more to do with just how good Donegal looked. And that realisation the first year back, when you don't know how it's going to go. And then it's like, oh, actually, Jim Miggins is back. And they're like right on cue from where they were in like 2011 again. And it's kind of just like that little bit more. And they're well in, with him back, they're well in. Well, they're in your top few who could win in All-Ireland. Like,
is he additionally motivated because neither Dublin or Kerry were in the final either?
Possibly, but I don't think that would faze them too much. I'd say they believe they're...
He's coming back for a last dance, surely, isn't he? One more.
At least one. You see how it goes. Can I just, you bring up an interesting point. Give me an emergency power rankings, top five.
Oh, you'd always have Kerry and Dublin there.
Would you? First and second?
If the structure's still the way it is, they still both have the easiest route of a given year.
Well, they're the easiest route to get to
the knockout round, yeah. So, I mean, and they've got over...
Let's assume there's group stages.
Yeah, well, you'd still have those two, and I don't think it changes that much. I mean, I don't think there's any reason, anything that's happened that you'd say all of a sudden Galway aren't there, Armagh aren't there.
Are Donegal
are, I mean, Donegal are right there.
Ahead of Armagh?
It's hard to know. Like, it's hard to know what
it's for certain. No, it's hard to know. That's why I'm putting you on the spot.
No, I wouldn't put them ahead of Dublin just yet.
Even without James McCarthy and potentially Cluxton.
Sorry, maybe if they, yeah, okay, if they're without Cluxton, if that's how that team ends up,
which is what the current speculation is that.
But you don't think that he saw in the week that James McCarthy's gone, then Red Column Keys and reckons Stephen Cluxton's gone as well. So time to move back in.
I'd say that I was reading some local Donegal journalists had this 2 weeks ago that there was speculation about it. So obviously something had happened. There was something in the water. So I'd say even before they thought, although then again, he was there in Croker and there was some speculation that was the end of McCarthy and Cluxton, that they come back to say thanks to Gavin and goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of ignominious end to their career, those Leinster hammerings.
It's just tough now for Murphy. Obviously, is no contact November. Won't get in training.
You train away on your own, you know.
Yeah, just doesn't work. Few
seems
phone calls.
Kept himself in good shape. So
I think if you're going top five, that's.
You didn't give me numbers here. Number one.
Oh, all things being equal, like. I don't know. I'd be torn. I think Galway have a very good chance. And I think
that's the problem.
If they get a run without those injuries kind of impacting them again, I think it's just they have it all there. Like,
would you give Galway a better chance of going one further than Armagh retaining it?
Only because it's so rarely done, especially by counties that aren't Dublin or Kerry.
Mm.
Well, Dublin.
It's
20 years since Kerry did it.
Oh.
Well, yeah. 6-7.
Back to back?
Yeah. They did. There was a Jack Connor and Pat O'Shea when they did it back to back, 6-7.
Yeah, it's 20 years. Not 6-7 years. Sorry, yeah.
No, sorry. 6-7,
16,
yeah.
17 years. Yeah.
Okay, but I mean historically. Like, I'm not taking the basis of just the last few years, but historically it's so difficult to do it back to back.
Okay.
No
one's done it back to back except the Dubs in this current generation of players. Like, none of them have any experience of that. So I'm echoing your point, which is why it's going to be so difficult for Armagh to do it. I think you'd have to, you just deduct them points for that, like no other reason. And that's obviously, and maybe to give them a bit of motivation, it's gone straight in the WhatsApp group. The lads did an emergency one today. Even our champions are coming.
And even even the Dubs didn't do it their first time of kind of winning it with an era of players. Mm-hmm. Even they didn't retain it the first year or the second year. So I think it's extremely difficult. So I'd say just on that base, but that's like not actually, that's like just a statistic that's not rooted in any actual practice. They could come back and storm it and be completely liberated and be, you know, but yeah. I still think if you look at the basis of the year, Donegal were as good as Armagh in terms of like drawing in the Ulster final, beating them on penalties, whatever it was, and kind of, I think they're all, there's actually so many teams at that top level now who are at very comparable levels.
That's why it's so interesting.
It's,
right?
It's so exciting. I think it's going to be an amazing tail end to the year. I don't think the start's going to be great as ever, but I think once you get to quarter final stage, you're it's going to be a stacked.
So rules aside,
It'll be stacked.
So immediate overreaction. You're putting him in number one because let's face it, he's one of the greatest footballers of his generation.
Any generation.
Yeah. He's right up there with James McCarthy.
If you want to say that, that's fine.
Do you not? You'd have my head.
I was having a think about this. And
where Sonny builds popcorn.
Yeah. No, I was having a think about this. And it's like, so Michael Murphy never had the kind of players around him, so the depth of talent around him that James McCarthy's had. Okay. Never. Not really. Not to the same degree. Just not the same depth. Amazing player. Never the same depth of talent. And I just feel, like all these things, that he is a better footballer. I don't think there's any kind of debate about that. He shines in a way that I'm not sure James McCarthy, for all his, would have been able to shine if you subbed him into that Donegal team being the player that he is. I don't think he makes the difference for a Donegal the same way that Michael Murphy can make the difference for Donegal. But alternatively, I think if Michael Murphy's a Dublin footballer, he has 9 All-Ireland medals. You know what I mean? I just think it's not, I think it's just, that's my opinion.
Okay, but your bias is towards an attacking player there, isn't it? Because Murphy's obviously going to make more of a difference than McCarthy to win a game.
Ultimately, attacking players are more skillful players. That's why they're playing in attacks. It's the hardest thing to do.
But I suppose the argument there in a perverse way is that McCarthy is the defensive equivalent of Murphy's forward skill.
Yeah, but I still think I think attackers in that regard, Michael Murphy could be as easily thrown in at half back, full back. Well, tall fella.
He played a lot of games at midfield and actually.
Yeah, but he moved further out. And but that was true. That was true necessity.
And who would have been the more effective midfielder? What's the evidence that we would have?
Well, the way the game's gone, I mean, it's kind of more legs. No, I'm not sure. Like, Michael Murphy's a big man. I don't know if he can necessarily do that extent of running that's required of it. I'm not sure if he's just physiologically, I'm just not sure that's his game.
All right. I think you've just contradicted yourself with the.
No, but I'm
you
not.
You could put him back in the defence. He could do the same. I don't think he could.
No. I'm saying you could have thrown him back there because of size and everything else. I'm sure he'll do a perfectly acceptable job.
I think we're apples and oranges here. I would say one of the few footballers who I would put close to, if not on the same level, to James McCarthy is actually Michael Murphy, and that's why I'm so excited about this. Let's hear from Michael Murphy. Here he is talking to Tommy Rooney about the excitement surrounding Jim McGuinness' return as Donegal manager. This is back in December 2023, so you can just hear in the voice like a little, ooh, did I know this was going to happen? Have a listen.
Donegal, I'd imagine with the return of Jim McGuinness, the excitement levels have gone up a little bit over the last little while.
Definitely. I think last year was a tough one, I think, for everybody, kind of Donegal ways. Just with all the kind of on-field, I suppose, things and the off-field kind of shenanigans. There was kind of a very gloomy year in 2023. So, yeah, for Jim to be back in, for the management to be back in of Colin McFadden, Neil McGee, for a lot of players to be back who were maybe carrying injuries and out last year, Ryan McHughes, Oisin Gallons, that kind of thing, it's exciting. It's been an exciting off-season, definitely, for everybody. And I think I think there's a friendly coming up now, and I see in December 17th, I think, against Roscommon, you know, and there's just the Facebooks are buzzing around for everybody to get out, and it's great. That's what it's about, really, isn't it? Like, it's what it's about, and it happens every now and then where there's an excitement like this going into the year. So it's great that the people have the excitement, knowing Jim, knowing, let's say, Colm, Neil, and knowing the players that's there. There'll be a real kind of harshness, I suppose, and where they are at the moment too, to know that probably in Ulster they're probably fifth or sixth, you know, being honest. You look at Tyrone's, Derry's, Armagh's, you know, Monaghan's probably ahead of them, that type of way, and I know that that them lads will look towards that provincial status as a way of trying to get back on the ladder again, you know.
Yeah, and they did that. They won, and now he's back too, and it's like, ah, oh, getting the magnificent seven back together. Is there anybody else out there who might be having... Is Johnny Doyle looking at these new rules going, I could play another 10 years here, at least for club, and then who knows? Obviously, he was doing his retirement interviews recently. Is there anybody else out there that would suddenly think about these new rules?
Well, who was talking about Conor McManus? Oh, I think maybe Lee Keegan and Colin Boyle talking to Tommy might have mentioned it, because he's about 36, 37.
And suddenly now it's like, I mean, absolutely.
Suddenly it's just like...
I can 2 points and kick him where I've always been kicking my whole life.
It'll be just interesting if it changes even. Because I suppose the big comparative thing people keep talking about with basketball, I suppose, with that scoring zones, I mean, changing, and it's a team like the Warriors, whatever, having a kind of aiming and directing at it. But I do wonder if it changes how managers approach games, and if you kind of tactically, you're like, well, or even in terms of subs, that we'll wait until X time, when X time strikes, depending on scenario A, B, C, whatever, we bring these guys in. And it's just, again, you're taking not pot shots, but you know what I mean? You're bringing in specialists from distance who can fire over and kind of reduce a deficit or whatever. It'll be very, very interesting, because I'm like, geez, I'd say there's so much thought going into it.